After 5 years of experiencing free energy, I've finally been able to figure out how to explain it in the simplest of terms possible that any electrical engineer would understand, but not the lay public, not the lay person. But it is a problem, this lack of understanding or misunderstanding, that really pertains to electrical engineers more than anyone else. Not even physicists who try to muck it up and make it worse than it already is, or initiate it. But it doesn't matter anymore who started the problem, because it's a circular self-feeding issue, a positive feedback situation. Yeah, the physicists contribute to maintaining it, but ultimately the result is its maintenance by electrical engineers who refuse to be taught the correct perspective of limitless energy, or else whatever, any other reason that you can imagine. Be that as it may, the correct explanation has to do with rate of delivery of energy versus its rate of use. In other words, it doesn't matter whether or not the energy is actually limitless. You know, the customer, the user, may demand that the energy be limitless in order to qualify itself as free energy, because that's what free energy implies, is that it's limitless. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. What's relevant, so we have to rephrase the question, because the user doesn't know enough to know to ask the right question. The correct question is the rate of use versus the rate of delivery. If one exceeds the other, we've got conventional circuitry and thermodynamics and, oh my gosh, you know, energy is not unlimited. Or the other version of ratio is that we will never run out of energy, even though it doesn't matter whether or not it's limitless. The end result is that it looks like it's limitless, but the causative factor is not that at all. That's just the result, the appearance. It appears to be limitless. But that's not the correct definition of what limitless energy means. It's defined not in terms of watts. It's defined in terms of kilowatts, the rate of use per unit of time, versus its delivery per unit of time. All right? So the grid, we're not charged. We're charged for kilowatts, but that's not what it delivers. It delivers volts. Yet, if the rate of use of those volts, or what results from those volts, namely watts, should exceed its rate of delivery, the delivery of those watts, then oopsie, we got a brownout or a blackout. And they either have to shuffle the energy around to make up the difference, if they can, but if they can't, then they have to build more infrastructure to accommodate. You know, they have this wiggle room of last-minute adjustment they can do versus, oops, that's not good enough, now we got to build more power plants and lay more transmission line, etc., and install more substations or enlarge the ones we have. I don't know how they do that, but regardless, it all has to do with time is the limiting factor, not the amplitude of energy. And the user doesn't know this. And energy, quite frankly, is sold, and yeah, it's sold on the premise that it's a quantity, like a quantity of cords of wood, or how many batteries you can go buy at the store and to take out your dead battery and replace with a new fresh one, as if it's something that's, you can put in a cup and measure it, you know, or weigh it on a scale. It doesn't work that way. It's based on time. And if it's not based on time, then it's not energy. We're talking about something else other than energy. Energy is a quantity related to time as the ultimate limiting factor. Because, yeah, there's amps and there's volts and there's watts, but that they ultimately don't matter. What matters is time, the rate at which those amps and volts are utilized versus the rate at which they are delivered. So I've repeated myself ad nauseum to make a point. The point is time. And so when inductive reactants and various resistive reactances can result from various components such as diodes, resistors, and coils of wire, when that impedance accumulates at a certain rate, we have point A. Now we have to deal with capacitive reactants to release that stored potential so that we can utilize it as kinetic energy. So we have two rates, the rate of the accumulation of impedance and it's the rate of release. And when those two rates can match up the rate of use, so it's actually three rates that we're putting in the balance, but two are on one side and one, the use, is on the other. Accumulation and release is on one side, and the use or the demand for energy is on the other side. So when we get those three quotas satisfied properly, then we've got ourselves limitless power. Effectively, we have ourselves limited power without actually having limited power. You see the point? It's very crucial. The appearance of a thing and the actuality of a thing, and does it really matter if it's actually that the thing that we, the way it appears to be, that's what matters.